Let's open our Bibles today to the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 46. Let's go. Then Jesus called out in a loud voice, saying, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And when he had said this, he breathed his last breath. Well, welcome to today's time together. I want to title this episode, "Into Your Hands, the Prayer of Jesus Daily Devotional." We are on episode 202, I believe it is. We want to welcome everyone who has joined in today. You know, there was a time that I couldn't be free on my own. I tried everything I knew. I prayed the Word of God. I sang in tongues for hours. I had heavenly visitations. I saw visions of Jesus, yet I couldn't live a victorious life. Now, I'm not trying to say a long-winded testimony, but all of that is true. I prayed in tongues for a year in hopes to find some sort of answer to the life of holiness and separation unto God that I so desperately wanted in my life. I wanted what the Bible said I could have and what I could walk in. And it was during that year of repeatedly saying a word in tongues over and over and over that was kata lasso. One day I opened my Bible to study 2 Corinthians 5 when I read this verse, to wit, "God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them, but was committing to them the ministry of reconciliation. I saw the word reconciliation repeated. And what I did was I said to myself, I wonder what that word really means. There, I opened my Bible concordance. And I saw the word I repeated for almost a year in tongues, kata lasso. Something happened. My life would never be the same. I hungered and studied the message of reconciliation for almost 5 years, and I'm still studying it. And I walk in a life of holiness and rest I never had before, free from the lewdness of sin and shame. And it was through the prayer of Jesus I would learn more about the ministry of reconciliation." Here, Jesus prayed, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." The word commend means deposit. It means to make one. And as I studied this word commend, it was there that I realized that I was one in righteousness, in blood covenant. And it was there that I realized that it was in the Father that I was made one. Isn't that good? I was made one through Jesus, who was the door. That's the only way I can explain it. And for the first time, I learned I was put back into the Father in oneness through Jesus. Oh, that's so good. Blood was not something to put on. Blood was not something to decree, not something to plead, but blood was my new clothes. I was dipped in, inwardly, outwardly. Blood created me to be one in rest. Blessed rest I never had before. Deep cleansing soul rest that I could walk in newness of life, in mind, and I was finally living in oneness with the Father through Jesus. It's almost like I was snatched out of the world. And I was hidden in a place called the Father. I was one in the Father and one through Jesus. Yet it was the Holy Spirit that calls me to have a newness of a quickened life that I never had before. So I'm a firm believer. Righteousness is more than right standing with God. It's being one in the fullness of the Godhead, positioned in the Godhead in rest. It is in that rest that I practice by simply acknowledging daily through the finished works of the cross that the life of the Godhead could live through me as one. Today's confession, Father, you are the Father of mercies, my dwelling place, most upright. Today I praise you that I live in you through Jesus, the bishop of my soul, the angel of your presence. And because of him is my door that you brought me through to be one with you. I can now rest in oneness with you in covenant. Living in you is deliverance. And living in you position me to know you as my heavenly Father. Thank you for giving me your Spirit. Spirit of truth, Spirit of adoption, power of the highest, free spirit. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and yours is the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, if you need prayer today, there's a link that you can click on for prayer at an online school of prayer. And if you'd be so kind, if this message was a blessing to you, navigate your finger to the right and click the follow button. this blog or follow this podcast channel wherever you're listening to it or reading it from. That way I can look at your picture. I can talk to you as I put together these messages to bless. And by the way, at the bottom of this blog, there is a 6 or 7 week course with a free book that if you click on it, you can read at your own time, study at your own time, and enjoy more of Rest and Righteousness for Beginners. Well, we're out of time today. Thanks for listening in as we steal away in the secret place today. Amen.